Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom had stated that all sin is against God. Let's continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Interesting, in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, that the Apostle Paul said he went everywhere preaching repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why is that distinction there? If Jesus is God come in the flesh? Well, because repentance towards God is looking at the deity. All sin, no matter what it is against God. You might have murdered someone, but that's against God as well. You may commit fornication with someone. That is still against God. You may cheat on your spouse. That is still against God. So, all that is against God. All sin, lying, everything. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. So, understand, all sin is against God. So, it's repentance towards God. And then the rest of that verse, Acts 20:21, says, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. What's that faith? Is that you're trusting your eternity. You're trusting fully that the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, when the wrath of God was poured out upon his human spirit, and he died there for us, that was the entire payment for all time for our sin and for your sin. 1 John 2:2, we read there is the little epistle that is written by John, the apostle, and he says, for he is the propitiation, that means the entire payment, for he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. So, this is essential here. Why? Because God, over and over, in dealing with, for example, Moses, he had Moses take off his shoes, even though touching the mount, the other people down there, if they just touched the mount, they would die. All the commandments of everything was given to Moses of the Ten Commandments and all the law. And all those commandments and all that law was given as evidence of what sinless perfection God demands. None of us meet that. None of us at all meet that. But the sacrifices thereof did look toward a day when there would be a Savior who comes and pays the penalty thereof. Now, knowing very well we needed salvation because we are fallible, meaning his ways and his standards are too high, which we do good if we can keep just one commandment. God cannot look down at so much sin because Jesus had all of our sins on him. No, that's not it. It is because Jesus was bearing our sin for us. He became sin for us. He that knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So therefore, there was no grace for Jesus Christ on the cross. He is bearing our sins, and it demands full payment, full penalty. Now let me add, do you remember when Moses was in the wilderness and God appeared unto him and showed him the pattern of the tabernacle? And that included there the ark and the mercy seat upon the ark. But remember, He showed him the pattern. That is the pattern. The pattern of what? The one in heaven. Now, we learn clearly in Hebrews that the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin. Therefore, when Jesus died, was buried, and rose from the dead, and he ascended up into heaven, he applied his blood at the mercy seat of heaven, which is the true mercy seat. And there, that covered it all. Do you realize in that Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, the book of the law was placed there under the mercy seat inside the ark? Why was that? To show that that broken instrument, this broken in our lives through our sin, was covered by the blood. It would take the blood. And so the lifeblood of a human paid the penalty for our sin, not an animal of a human. We are not equal with animals. We are equal with humanity. So often I'll hear people say, well, I'm not as bad as that person. If that person's saved, then I'm saved. If he's going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. No, that's not the measure. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, my friend, that includes me, and that includes you. The idea is that we continually come short of the glory of God. So, in answer to your question, Jesus does not send his angels at this point because Christ is paying our penalty in full. He had told Peter he could presently call for 12 legions of angels and they would come. So, he faces this for us. I can picture him closing his eyes and seeing this godless society and saying, I want to pay their penalty. I want to save their soul. That is why Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? It was because our sin. God did not turn his face away, as some say, and we don't see that written in the Bible. What we see is Jesus saying, why hast thou forsaken me? There is no grace, there's no mercy. So we don't read that he turned a face from him. Rather, the idea is that he just cannot look at sin. It is the idea that Jesus took it for us. And this is Jesus on the cross because he too is God. Knowing the holiness of God demands this payment. And the only way I can approach God, a holy God, is in the name of an all-holy, all-holy in the absolute forerunner that allows me to enter that holy place. Hebrews talks about where the forerunner is for us entered. You know, forerunner was in those Greek harbors. Many times those ships would have to stop and drop anchor because of the shallowness of the harbor. And so to go into the harbor and do business and maybe even take that boat in and out and deliver goods, but to go in and do business and do what they needed to do, they went on that boat and it was called a forerunner. Well, Jesus is our forerunner. And he's the one that we take in to the Holy of Holies because, you see, we pray in Jesus' name because of that. I can't come in my name. I'm not holy in the manner that holiness demands of a holy, almighty God. So I come in Jesus' name, not my name, in his person, not my person. So when that blood was set upon the mercy seat of heaven, you and I could enter in because Jesus hated all, with no grace and no mercy from his Father, that we would not have to pay it without grace and mercy. See, if you and I try to pay it, we have to also raise from the dead by our own strength and make our bodies eternal and ascend into heaven and apply our blood. We can't do that, and even if we could, our blood is tainted. Jesus was a perfect sacrifice. You and I are not. So I hope that really helps you to understand that. Don't forget, in Revelation 12, Satan and his cohorts accuse us day and night before the Lord. In that chapter, old Satan is cast out of heaven, and that will be a great time. That's why I can say all this. That is why I can also say, if America doesn't get back to the narrow road, God won't bless our nation. Why? Well, it's simple. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalm 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. But 1 Peter 4:17 says, judgment begins at the house of God. So, when I see what Jesus paid for us, and knowing that sin is a reproach to any people, these churches in America do not get out of the entertainment business. They're rock and roll, their standards out the door, making Jesus a hip Jesus, but really it's another Jesus, as 2 Corinthians 12 says, not the Jesus of the holy Jesus of the Bible. If they don't have revival, expect this country to be fully judged. And it will lay at the feet of the church, the local churches. Our doctrine has to be right. We cannot compromise for the sake of getting along. We can't be worldly in order to win them. We're not trying to win them to our churches for numbers. We're out to do what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We're out to see them changed by the grace of God, by offering the gospel that will save their souls. All this filthy talk you hear on TV, even in the news media, whether it's liberal or conservative, filthy words out of the mouths, politicians as well. I lived in the day when none of that was true. Even television sitcom programs did not have cussing on it. But today it does. America needs revival. And it must begin in the heart of God's people.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.